What else could they find? Why don't you give them a new fucking car while you're at it? Give them a new car. And you just can't. They're going to help these people resettle. 120,000 plus, 130,000 plus. They want $6.4 billion to help Afghan refugees resettle in the U.S. What did I tell you? I fucking told you just 30 seconds ago. I didn't even have to read it. Mama told me not to come. Not these guys. Mama told them to get on the plane. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath. Open up the door, sucker. Let me catch a flight to the U.S. I just said it, so I'm going to read it. Part of the $6.4 billion would go toward providing welfare benefits and legal identification to each migrant processed in the United States. Everybody going to get their driver's license and voter card. Bank on it. Maybe not the voter card right away, but you have to vote for the Democrats. Look what we did for you. We took care of you. Who are you going to vote for? We vote for Joe Biden. Jesus, God Almighty. Meanwhile, we still have Americans trapped behind enemy lines. Basically, they're fucking... It's really amazing how far the media has fallen. The press in this country is a fucking disgrace. We have de facto hostages in Afghanistan, and they don't even give a shit. The media doesn't give a shit. Well, they should have left before when they were told to leave. I agree with the State Department and the White House. This is what we're dealing with. A bunch of cowards who won't call public officials on the fucking carpet for abandoning Americans and creating a massive hostage. We don't even know. There could be thousands of fucking people. We don't know. And there's no accountability. These guys can go do whatever they want. And now we have these hobos. We don't know if these guys are child sex traffickers, if they're fucking terrorists. You don't know anything about it because the FBI is too busy backgrounding U.S. military members to see if they're radical. Not 120,000, 125,000 people that they brought over from the land of terrorists. From the breadbasket of jihad, they brought Afghanis in. They don't give a shit who they are. These people all should be fucking locked up. Period. Moving on. Stupid, stoned, and dumb. Well, that seems appropriate. I saw this. I can't believe they put this in. It's very interesting. I forgot about this story. I'm glad they put it in. The Young Bucks strike again. A man threatened to kill a GOP representative and his entire family. You won't believe his punishment. Siddhartha Kumar Muthar. Try putting that back on the lacrosse jersey. 35 of West Friendship, Maryland, threatened to kill GOP Representative Andy Harris and his entire family. Now, compare this. I know what this punishment was because I read it earlier today. Now, compare this to the people who walked around the Capitol, grandmas, soccer moms, with flagpoles and their iPhones filming inside of the Capitol what they thought was a moment in history, taking back the Capitol, so to speak, from tyrants. They got caught up in that, and now their lives have been turned upside down. They're facing jail time. They're facing hard time. And plus the money they had to put out for lawyers, and just their lives have been turned upside down by the Justice Department now. Compare and contrast that with this. Kumar Mathur threatened to kill a congressman and his whole family. His punishment? Muthar will be spending the next 8 weekends in jail. That's 16 weekend days for threatening to kill a member of Congress. He will conveniently be done in time for Thanksgiving. Thank God, because we know that Siddhartha Kumar Mathur is probably a big proponent of America's Thanksgiving. He will conveniently be out in time for the holidays. Then Muthar has to stay home for 6 months. He's got to do 100 hours of community service and be on probation for 2 years. Pretty good deal. Pretty good deal. Pretty good, my ass. Who is his lawyer, David Copperfield? Of course, if you threaten to kill Democrat, oh my God, the judge, the federal judge is criminal. The chief district judge and U.S. District Court in the District of Columbia is saying, you guys aren't being hard enough on these January 6th and 13th. I want to see some heavier stuff. He wants to put these guys in jail. Meanwhile, this guy threatens to kill an entire fucking family of a congressman. He gets a slap on the wrist. There are drunk drivers that get bigger sentences than this. You know what? This dude, I have to be honest with you, just reading this, I'll give you a little boom, 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 John Lee Hooker. I'll tell you something right now. Let me tell you about Siddhartha Kumar Mathur. My professional opinion on this would be that this guy is a player in the intel community. Some type of an asset. To get a sweetheart deal like this, you must be plugged in. Maybe he's in the club. It sure sounds like he is. I'm just picking that up on the fly. I'm just conjecture on my part, but based on a number of years of experience around this type of thing, I would think that it's likely a reality. Wow. I know where you and your family lives. You will be ended, Mathur wrote to Harris via the congressman's website. He wrote that Harris is an animal that needs to be tortured and skinned alive. And he gets a couple weekends in jail. Yeah, you can bet your ass this guy's a player. Intel, he's protected. Sure sounds that way. Sure sounds that way. They see these guys, these Middle Eastern guys and other folks. They say he's of West Friendship, Maryland. Is he? Where's he really from? Those questions I'd want to ask. Maybe he really is from Maryland. Right? He could be from Maryland, right? Siddhartha Kumar Mathur of Maryland. It's a tough crowd. Come on. I was being serious. Guys, he's like the mayor of West Friendship. Yeah. You just go around. He told a congressman that he needs to be tortured and skinned alive, and he's going to kill the entire family. No problem. A couple weekends in jail, pal. Put on a fluorescent vest. Pick up some litter. You're free to go. The fuck out of here. And 2 minutes after sending the message on the internet, Mathur left a voicemail at the congressman's office in which he threatened to slit the congressman's throat and kill his family if you ever mess with my vote. Yeah. Who is this guy and what does he do? Of course, prosecutors won't say, right? Let's give this guy a deal, Your Honor. Can I talk to you in camera, please? In chambers? Some things you need to look at in camera. We're asking on behalf of a national security concern that you go light on Mr. I'll slit your throat. He's helping us with an international affair. And he's been very helpful. And we did an analysis here, right? The Washington Post headline suggested that Mathur is getting real jail time. Mainstream media said the federal prison sentence for Maryland man who threatened legislator. I mean, it's got all the hallmarks of a fucking rigged case. And the acting U.S. attorney for the District of Maryland, you should be proud of yourself. Meanwhile, the Capitol Police are keeping Trump supporters who walked around a building in solitary confinement 23 hours a day. Also, according to our crack research squad, Mathur was also caught lying to the FBI and still got a slap on the wrist. What does that tell you? You know, the deep state is deep. What part is this guy swimming in? What part of the swamp is this guy swimming in? I would almost bet that he has links to the Justice Department. Just an instinct on the fly. What do we got left? Oh, it looks like they left the best for last. Home stretch. Let's see what we can get going for this. These guys are unbelievable. I've talked about them before, these generals. It is really something else. I know I've been hard on people. Why are you so hard on the generals? Because they're fucking slobs. Next question, please. We can't call these people what they are.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it any more than you.
Young men fighting, look at your women crying, look at your young men dying, the way they've always done before. Look at the hate we're breeding, look at the fear we're feeding, look at the lives we're leading, the way we've always done before.
General Milley took steps to prevent Trump from launching a nuclear strike after the January 6th report. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Sheetcake Milley, was reportedly so concerned about then-President Donald Trump's mental state after the U.S. Capitol riot on January 6th that he took steps to ensure the commander-in-chief could not launch a nuclear strike. New accounts detailed in a forthcoming book, Peril, written by Bob CIA Woodward and Robert Costa of the Washington Post. According to the book, Milley single-handedly took top-secret action to limit Trump from potentially ordering a dangerous military strike or launching nuclear weapons. I told you these guys what they were doing, intentionally ignoring orders. The first order of these folks is to listen to the commander-in-chief no matter what. No, not these guys. Oh, they got it all figured out because they're fucking so important. They are so... It's all about them. Conducting your own foreign policy, a disobeying, negotiating privately with a communist country, etc. Now, where I come from, sir, that's treason. That's sedition. That's textbook. Before we get further into the story, let me just say something. This fat blimp, Milley, this disgrace of a human being, he's worried about Trump's state of mind and mental state. Look who the commander-in-chief is now, Milley. He's a psycho. He's a wooden Indian. He's a mumbling fucking menace. You're not worried about him? Oh, Milley, you had no problems following his orders, following a literal mental patient's orders. You killed 200 fucking people in Afghanistan, you fat fuck. Are you serious? You worried about Trump's mental state? How fucked up are you? You're a psychopath. You killed 200 human beings. 13 American service men and women in the process. Following the orders of a fucking Sears mannequin, you dumbass. You're blinded by your own ideology. You're not fit to serve. You should be locked the fuck up in a military prison. You're worried about Trump's mental state? You and your dopes killed women and children just a few days ago. Dozens of them. And young men. That's on you. That blood is on your hand, you fat sweat. And you're worried about Trump? Milley was reportedly deeply shaken by the assault on the Capitol and was certain that Trump had gone into a serious mental decline in the aftermath of the election. With Trump now all but manic, screaming at officials and constructing his own alternate reality about endless election conspiracies. Yeah, Milley was reportedly deeply shaken by people walking around the Capitol. He doesn't get upset, though, when he drones a fucking wedding and kills kids and women. He doesn't have a problem with that. Sends a Predator out or a Hellfire missile. Sleeps like a fucking baby, spilling blood of innocent people worldwide. And he's deeply shaken by people walking around the fucking Capitol. Who the fuck do you think you're kidding? You just wiped out, Milley. You wiped out a U.S. aid worker and his kids. 4, 5, 6 kids. Wiped them out because he was carrying explosives. It was water, you fat blimp. You bloated tick. You're a bloated tick. That's all you are. A poor excuse for a human being. Forget about being a general. You're not a leader. You're a dope. You're a puppet. You think this idiot Milley came up with this on his own? Somebody told him to do it. These guys are bought and paid for. That's how they get there. Some overlord told Milley, you better do this. This fat bastard. You couldn't drag this guy away from the buffet without a bribe or a threat. Who knows what they got on this guy? He looks like a real winner. this guy's an idiot. He just proved that he's an idiot. And poor Woodward. They had their big book coming out to make it look like General Milley is going to be the hero. He stopped a nuclear war. But he couldn't stop a suicide bomber that they had intel on, where he was going to be, what gate, the Abbey Gate, okay, what time the bomber was coming. Milley couldn't stop that, right? He couldn't take a break from shoveling SpaghettiOs in his fat yap to save 200 people's fucking lives. You want to play the game tonight? We'll play the game tonight. I'll play the fucking game. And Woodward tried to make him into the hero. Woodward, give it up. Give it up. Why don't you write a story about Milley? Why don't you write a story about Fauci, where all the money comes from? You have the connections. Where's your blowout stories on Biden? Where's your blowout book on Biden? Where's your blowout book on Obama? Oh, you're aligned with them politically, so you can't do that. Where's your blowout book on fucking Bill Clinton? Just wondering. Like, really blowout book, you know what I mean? Woodward's just another tool who's dining out for something he did in the early 70s. I used to look up to the guy. And the more you find out about him, you're like, yikes, I don't want to end up like that guy. I mean, how much money is enough money, Woodward, really? You have to sell yourself out every 18 months or something? Enjoy your money. I'm a friend. It's over. Don Rickles, I'm a friend. It's over. This guy's worried about controlling Trump. That's not your job, Milley. You can't take orders. I said this before. You can't sit there. Poor Woodward. Milley would have been the hero if he just didn't kill 200 fucking innocent people. And by the way, leave a lot of Americans in the lurch. I said this before. If anybody in the military at the high ranking levels had any credibility, anything, any integrity, they would have told Biden, fuck off. We're running the evacuation our way. You don't know what you're talking about. Keep you and your Poindexter fucking weirdos on the sidelines. Keep your mouth shut. Drink your soy lattes or you're going to have a problem. No, what did they do? They listened to everything this idiot said. And this national security advisor who's still using fucking Clearasil. That's great, pal. Your national it's great that you, you know, can play the acoustic guitar at a scout camp. You're not ready for the big leagues, pal. So howdy doody your ass the fuck out of there and put somebody who knows what they're doing in charge, please. Of course, they don't have anybody, so they go with this fucking guy. This dork. If there was anybody at the high levels of the military that had integrity, that was in charge of this, they would have disobeyed Biden. They would have evacuated Americans before they pulled out military. They would not have given up airfield and Bagram Air Base, which was, I've said before, much easily defendable compared to Kabul. It's just basic stuff. Did you learn this in war college? No, you were too busy raiding the fucking fridge looking for fudgy wudgies. Baby, you're a looker. It's insane. Milley also reportedly told his aides of a potential coup attempt. Yeah, him going on a diet. They may try, but they're not going to fucking succeed. Not with Milley on the watch. Milley, you just killed 200 people. I think you lost your status. I think maybe your price just came down on the lecture circuit. We're going to have a peaceful transfer of power. We're going to land this plane safely. This is America. It's strong. The institutions are bending, but it won't break, he added. This guy's a psycho. Milley, turn off MSNBC and turn off CNN You sound like the zealot, not Trump. You sound like the maniac. You do. This guy sounds beyond unstable. And he's in charge of your military, so what could go wrong? Oh, I'll tell you what could go wrong. What just happened? A suicide bomber. So much for the plane landing safely. We used to see these guys at Citigroup and other places, even at Intel. They're so concerned with it. Everybody else does. They fuck up on a regular basis because they're so worried about everybody else. And they fail to do their own job and do it well. And what happens is, in these situations, they cost people their lives. And they alter, I've said, they alter other people's lives. They alter people's lives, families, kids, etc. as collateral damage forever. And they march off with their fat asses in the sunset and they cash their pension checks and they fucking pat themselves on the back and tell war stories about how fucking great they were. You weren't great. You're just another dope who's too clouded by your own ideologies. Who the fuck would say we're going to have a peaceful transfer of power? Guess who was saying that we weren't? The mainstream media. There was never any doubt about a peaceful transfer of power. What, because people went down unarmed to the Capitol and they walked around the Capitol? That wasn't a riot. Give me a fucking break. There's nothing dangerous about that. No one even had any weapons. The FBI and Homeland Security had to admit that. No one had any weapons. People are not allowed to assemble. Okay, they went into the Capitol. Ooh. Big deal. We have assholes in the Capitol every day, and they're not charged. This guy got wrapped up. They wrapped this guy up tight. He was watching too much Don Lemon. He was watching too much John Brennan on MSNBC whipping everybody up into a frenzy. This guy got played. Not Trump. He just showed himself. He just showed the whole world what a fucking toolbox he is.